I think we left off Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabba Hara Marbas Hayam, about 10-15 lines from the bottom. I think so. If you see a location where the Wenisim that occurred to our ancestors, Marbas Hayam, where Yamsu split, Marbas Hayarden, where the Yarden split, when they crossed over the Yarden, Marbas Nachle Arnon, that was in the middle of the traveling in the Midbar, 40 years, Avnei Al Gavish, Gemara is going to explain what it is, Marad Beis Chorin, Evan Shabikish Lizu Kog Melech Abosh and Ali Yisrael, Evan Shiyoshua Lehem Moshe Rabbeinim, Shoshua Asa Yerushal Muhammad Bar Molek. We see any of these things, so you say Baruch, you say Abroche. What do you have to say? Al Kulam Sarech Sheyiten Hoidoa V'Shevech Lufnei Ambokim. Shem. And the Gemara quotes all the psukim, what these different things are. So what's the bracha that one says? What shevach do you say? So where does the Gemara finally give the nusach and bracha? Yeah, I think the Gemara has it, no? So the Gemara quotes here. Ishta Shalot is around 13 lines into the wide lines on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. There's a on the bottom of the where the Bach is, so corresponding to the bottom line in the Bach. Ishta Shalot Shenema Vatapetish Maratinit Siv Melach. What does it mean, Vatinit Siv Melach? So the Gemara assumes that Ishta Shalot turned into an Siv Melach. The Chazkuni on the Pasuk quotes Pshat, that there was Gophers of Melech coming down on Stone Bamor, Vatinitz of Melech, this location turned into Melech. But Ishtu Shalot never turned into Melech. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara said, Befesh, Ishtu Shalot turned into Nitziv Melech. So the Gemara says, in all of these, you say a broche, what broche the Gemara is going to have? The Gemara doesn't have the broche. What? Yeah, by Ishta Shalot you say Dain Hermes, but all the others, oh. Balot you say, Balot is a Baruch Zecher Tzadikim. Okay, but all the others, what's the Nusach HaBaruch? Baruch Shalosu Nisim Lavaseinu B'Mokam Hazeh. No? I think so. The line in the Mishnah. Oh. Where is it in the Mishnah? Where? Well, the second line in the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah Nisan Lavasein about Mokam Hazeh. Okay. The Mishnah tells you. And the Braisa just adds on more. Right. And Ishta Shalot Bar Bracha, do you say? Gemara said, Bishlein Mekula Nisim, Elisha Shalot Paranasu. And Gemara, you say, Baruch Dayan Hoemes. Okay. Ivo Ho Hoido Vishavach Katon, he's supposed to Hedo Vishavach Tini, Alot Palishtam Baruch Mishtaim, Alishtam Baruch Dayan Hoemes, Alotam Baruch Sechet Tzadikim. All the others are Baruch Shalos and Nisim Lavasein about Mokam Hazeh, and on Lot and Ishto, you say different brachas. What do you mean Baruch Zecher HaTzadikim Hu? Zecher Hu? Which Tzadikim? Zecher Avraham. Rashi writes Zecher HaTzadikim Shazachar Avraham. Then the Gemara continues the Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Omer with a dalet. She says Afila B'Shas Kasher Shalakas Baruch Zecher HaTzadikim Shenam. He B'Shachas Alkim Sorry Aikir Bayit Bayis Kalakim Es Avraham. From the pasuk, it would appear that Lot on his own merit didn't really deserve to be nitzol. It's only in the schools of Avraham. Zecher es hatzadikim. Ibishachas hakim esorakik. Veis kalim es Avraham. Mishalach es Lot. So it's interesting. You look in the story of the Bnois Lot. They thought the whole world was wiped away, and Avraham Avinu is not alive. Ishim boratz and lava lenik and derek alorz. They thought they were the only ones who were nitzol. They thought they, their father and the two daughters were the only ones on the Nitzel. So they were rewarded because they thought they're saving the world. It turned out the whole world was kaim, only their cities were destroyed. The five towns, that's all. Those five cities were destroyed, but the rest of the world was kaim. They didn't realize it. They thought it was an eschus. It was really all in the schus of Avraham Avinu. Sometimes it's hard to tell whose schus was somebody needs it. Yeah. And I don't know if it means Avraham and Lot. It means tzaddikim in general. Tzaddikim in general. It happens over here. It's Zecher is Avraham, but it's tzaddikim in general. So then the Gemara says, Shoyim. Abot tzichim lahoydus. And what has failed? Later. Amar Rabbi Yudimar, Abot tzichim lahoydus. Four people are mechuyev to be moida. What does it mean to be moida? So we said that's machleg is Rashi and Taisus and Perakat Toido. The end of Maseches Menoches, there's a Perakat Toido. So Rashi learns, Abot tzichim lahoydus. Four people are mechuyev to bring a korban Toido. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus says, Toido is always Bob and Ed when a dobi in them mukhiv to bring a korban toida. Abotzich notice means they're obligated to recite Birchas HaGoyim, but it doesn't go a korban toida. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha points out that Rashi in Zvachim is Lushitosai. In the first parak in Zvachim, the first Mishnah in Zvachim talks about somebody shechts a korban with a shinui kodesh or a shinui bailim. He knows that this is a korban oila. And he says, you are a balaveri, you don't deserve to bring a korban oil. I'm going to shecht it l'shem chatos. I'm going to shecht it l'shem osham, whatever. You bring an oil tomorrow. Today I'm going to shecht this. That's a shinu kodesh. Or a shinu bailim. He says, I know it's your korban, you don't deserve to bring a korban. I'm shechting it on behalf of your mother, on behalf of your sister. She's a tzaddik. You're a good for nothing. I'm not going to shecht it that you should get a mitzvah from this korban. So the Mishnah has, if you shech the korban with a shini bailam or shini kodesh, so the korban is kosher, but like all the lebailam shem chayvim. Except for Pesach and Chatos, that if there's a shini kodesh, then it's posel lagamre. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, the dinim of shechting with shini kodesh and shini bailam. So the Gemara has a discussion, maybe by korban toidah, maybe there would be also a shini kodesh. And Rashi learns the Gemara like this. The Abot Tzichim Lahoida is four people on Bukhiv to bring a Korban Toida. One is Yotzim Ebeis Hasum, one is Chodesh and Esrape, and Yordei Hayam. So someone is bringing a Korban. Let's say first he was Yordei Hayam a year ago. And this year he was Holchim Midboris. He traveled through the Midbar. So he should really bring, according to Rashi, Bukhiv to bring two Toidas. One for last year's and one for this year's. So he's mafrish a korban toida for this year's. So then the kohen and beis hamikdash says, no, you got to go in order. I'm going to shech this for last year's toida and not for this year's. So the person was mafrish it for the whole chimid boris that he did this year. And the kohen decides, no, I'm going to be makav it for last year's Yeshua that you had. So Rashi learns in the Gemara and Zvachim in the first parak there was a Havamin Gemara, it's rejected. Havamin Gemara that should be called the Shini Kodesh. That there's a Toida for Holcha Midbaris, there's a Toida for Cholush and Isrape, and there's a Toida for Yordei Hayam. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's obviously Rashi Lishitasa, that there's an obligation to bring a Toida, a Botzich Lan is their obligation. Taisis will have to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. It's only a Havamin in the Gemara. The Maskana comes out, a Toida is a Toida. It's not a problem. But the Havamin is only Aliba de Rashi. So the Gemara quotes the Psukim from Tehillim. This is the long Perek in Tehillim that by the Hasidim they say this before Min on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Machleg Zerishayim. What if a person, what if there was an armed robbery in my shop? Used to have a Mr. Nazarzadeh, used to come every other week. He used to say, Birchas HaGemel. There was, the Ganovim would come with a gun, and they would hold him up. He had it. He sold Persian rugs. He was from Persia, he sold Persian rugs. And every other week, there would be an armed robbery, so he would always come to shul. He came to shul anyway, but he would come to shul to say, Birchas HaGemel. He would say, Birchas HaGemel. Really? Oy. Huh? So in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlekes, and we pass on halacha. What about other Yeshuas? So the four Abot Tzichim Lahoidos, these four you say the Brichas HaGaimel, even if there was no sakana. And the other Yeshuas is only if there was a real sakana. If there was no sakana, not. So let's say chedush and israpi, even if there was no sakana. So if you had a cold, and then it gets better from the cold, that's also chedush and israpi. So the chedush mutal mishkov, chedush ein b'sakana, has to be a chedush ein b'sakana. If he has a cold, he has a sniffles, and he walks around, and he's sneezing, but it doesn't prevent him from functioning normally, that's called a bori with a mechesh b'yalma. Chedush ein b'sakana means a mutal mishkov. Then they discuss in Shulchan Aruch, does he have to be mutal mishkov for one day, for 3 days? How much of a mutal mishkov does he have to be? So the four say, let's say you went by plane over Hayam. So that's a question whether that's called, because in the Pasuk it says, Yordei Hayam Ba'aniyas. So there are those who taina, they quote from Rabbi Balbala Salvation like that, only Yordei Hayam. If he only passed over the sea, it's not Yordei Hayam. So if the plane was hijacked, so then it's a sakana. Or let's say you were held in Jordan for a couple of weeks by the Arabs. So that's then for sure you say birchas hagaymon. But if there was no sakana and it was just orbi hayam, wasn't yordei hayam, so then it's a machloikas. Tosis has a kasha here. Bought Sichem Lahoidais, the Tosis on Nun Dalal and Beis Alba. How come it's out of order? In the Perek and Tillim is in a different order. The Tosis gives an answer. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to learn this Gemara when he was, he used to give a weekly shiur every Tuesday night in Moriah. So when he learned this Gemara, so he was discussing this Tosis topic. So his brother Shmuel Soloveitchik was the professor of chemistry here in the yeshiva. He suggested that maybe the Pasuk has it in one order and the Gemara has it in a different order, because in between the days of David HaMelech and the days that the Gemara wrote this price, so Amar Abiyud Amarav, they invented the mariner's compass. So then traveling in the ocean was less of a sakana. So Rabbi Soloveitchik couldn't scream at him because it was his brother. It would have been someone else, he would have screamed. What kind of an answer? Why not? It's a good answer, historical answer. Maybe it's the real answer. Maybe it's all in the order of the sakana, but in the days of the Tanakh, the order of sakana was different, because they didn't have a mariner's compass. Okay. Not every answer has to be a lamdasha answer. I think Devin Ozel put out a volume. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer put out one of his volumes in Eretz Yisrael, and he gave a copy to Velvela Soloveitchik. So he writes in the introduction that not every kasha, not every difficult Rambam can you answer with an analysis of Tzvei Dinim. Sometimes you have to give a flat answer. So they say Rabbi Velvela Soloveitchik made a comment, Erkenish, he can. Why? Yeah, well, why does it have to be like that? There's a sefer Makevus HaMishnah. Makevus HaMishnah always gives the most bland, poshut pshat in the Rama. Never gives anything fancy. And every so often, he's the one who gives the best pshat. The most bland pshat is the correct pshat.
May I ask a question on Isa? It's Sfaradi said a gomel on Shar Nisin. Shulchan Aruch says he shouldn't do that.
On
Shar Nisin.
It says, Tov Levarach Lishem Malchus. Oh, yeah? Oi, he was an Ashkenazi shul. We misled him. Okay. You should have told him not to say Shem HaMalchus. Okay. Yeah, what's the nusach that we say? The Gemara says, Ma'am Mevarach. You say Birchas Hagan, what's the bracha? Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Then the Gemara... The Be'er Avro quotes the nusach from the Rif and the Rosh. Hagam l'chayavim tov, she'g malani kol tov. What do you mean? Hagam l'chayavim tov. Chayav means I was guilty. I did averus, and I deserve to be punished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to me, even though I was in a situation of sakana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to me, and I didn't die. So based on that, you say the word hagam l'chayavim tov. So Magen Avraham quotes from Achronim that if it's a katan who was before bar mitzvah, katan is a la bar chiyuva, is a la bar onshin. So the katan shouldn't say, and the father shouldn't say brachas hagamel for the katan, because it's not a chayav. I want to just say the bracha without the word chayavim. No, that's a Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's the essence of the bracha. The bracha is that the whole essence of the bracha is, despite the fact that I deserve the punishment, I'm a chayav. I'm guilty of doing averus. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is kind to me. But if you're going to leave that out, it's a kotna, not a bar onshin, not a bar chiyuga, then the whole bracha is insignificant. Then the Gemara said, "Birchas agam l'kami asor." We usually assume you need 10 men, not 10 women. The Mishnah Berurah quotes there is an opinion that by 10 women, but we don't follow that opinion. You need 10 men based on the pasuk in Tehillim, "Yiramu bekalom Moshe v'skenim yehalalu." And then zekenim means talmid chachamim, zeshikano chachma. So you should have Ramu b'kahalom, kohal means asor, utrei minay rabban, two of the 10 should be talmid chachamim. So the Gemara has a kasha on this, maskav ravashi, maybe need all 10 should be talmid chachamim. The Gemara says no. Then the Gemara says maybe means that you need 12 people, be'asor sharam utrei rabban, maybe you need 12 people, two talmid chachamim should be in addition to the 10 balabatim. So the Gemara says kasha. So that's a big question. When you say kasha, is kasha the same as tiyufta or not? So the Rashbam and Cheskes Abatim has a machlekes a rishonim about that. So we usually assume like the Rashbam's maskon. It's a long Rashbam. We usually assume like the Rashbam. Whatever it says tiyufta means that it's wrong. Whatever it says kasha means you have a good kasha. It's an interesting point, but there's a good answer on it. Like we had in the first daf in Tfilas HaShachar, I think we had the first daf in Tfilas HaShachar. The Gemara said that if one forgets Atach and Antonu, a person forgot to daven Minchan Shabbos afternoon, then he davens Marif twice. And then he's supposed to Atach and Antonu in the first Shmona Esrei, then the second one is Tashlum of Mincha. You should not say Atach and Antonu. So what if he said in the second Shmona Esrei, he said Atach and Antonu, the first one he didn't say, but then Gemara says he has to daven a third time, because obviously he had a mind when he davened the first one, L'shem Tashlum and Mincha. When he davened the second one, he had a mind, L'shem Ma'ariv, and it's supposed to be in the opposite order. So the Gemara has that kasha. Gemara asks, but if you forget Atach and Antonu, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So what does he have to repeat over here? So the Gemara says kasha. So the Rashba says over there, that's on Chobav Amabes, around 13 lines from the top. The Gemara says kasha, the Gemara didn't say tiyufta. So the Rashba quotes from the Rav Aigwan what the teretz is, that the kavanas agarvus kaver l'shem atfilo, that the first one was l'shem tashlomet v'mincha, and the second one was l'shem, you're right, Atach and Antonu is not miyake b'dieved, but over here, the fact that he didn't say Atach and Antonu in the first one, as he did say in the second, he demonstrated that he had a mind. The first one, L'shem Tashlumah V'mincha, and the second one was L'shem Ma'ariv, and it has to be in the other order. You have to first say the Tefillah Bizmana, and then say the Tefillah Tashlumah after the Tefillah Bizmana. So the Rashba says over there, like the Rashbam, that the Kasha is not the same as Tiyuf. The Kasha means you have a good Kasha, and there's a good Teretz on it. And the Rashbam there in Bava Basra quotes another opinion that he doesn't accept, that Kasha is the same as Tiyuf. Every so often there is a Taisvus in Shas with like over here. Taisvus over here, the Ema Be'asora Utrei Rabban, maybe you need 12 people. So Taisvus said, that's what we do. Rab Dina Lachumra, and you need 12 people. So we don't do like that. Taisvus over here is assuming that Kasha is the same as Teyufta, that it's Obgefrekt. What he said before, that Trei Minai Rabbanon is Nifrach, and we don't accept it. We hold you have to have 12. Taisus in the first perik in Makkas also like that holds kasha the same as the Yufta. In the Menachas, the Taisus in all over the place, but Taisus goes with the other Shita. The kasha is the same as the Yufta, but we don't accept like that. We assume kasha is good kasha, and there's a good answer on the kasha. Then the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yudah Cholash, he took sick with Yispach, and he got better. So the Talmidim and Yeshiva came to visit him, and they said they weren't obligated to. They said, "Bruch Rachmana, the Yavach Na'alon, v'la Yavach Li Afram." Blessed be the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rachmana is a kinyan for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Blessed be Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you survived. Omalahu, so he tells them, "You just parted me from saying Brichas Hagama. Pachos and Yossi milo idui." Tracking more, but don't you have to have 10 people? The Gemara said they had 10 people. Frank Gemara, but he didn't say. What do you mean? Yeah, 10 people, but he didn't say Birchas Hagama. He lo kamayda. Empty Gemara, let's svicha donim asray amen. He answered amen. So here in the yeshivas they asked the kasha. that the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamaches on the base has a shaila. What if somebody says Kiddush Abdullah and I'm listening and I didn't say Amen? So the din is that Yoytze Shameya Ke'oina. If I paid attention to the other person's bracha, even though I didn't say Amen, you are Yoytze. So why is over here all of a sudden? Why do you have to have over here Dafke if he answered Amen? Even if he didn't say Amen, should also be able to be Yoytze. So and the Rambam quotes this. He can only be Yoytze if someone else says on your behalf, if he says Amen. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Brachas, whenever you hear someone else saying a bracha, correct practice is you should say Amen. But even if you didn't say Amen, you Yoytze anyway. You always say Amen even if you're not being Yoytze. He's saying Shahakol Abar Nefasha, has nothing to do with me. You should always say Amen. And certainly if you want to be Yoytze, you should certainly say Amen. But even if you didn't say Amen, you're also Yoytze. So why is over here, and then by another two places, by Chazaras Ashatz and by Bench and Mezuman, the Rambam writes again that everyone should say Amen. So it's mashma a little bit, perhaps, in the Rambam, not Mukhrach, mashma perhaps, in the Rambam, that in these three locations, Anias Amen is Likuva, by the Chazaras Ashatz, by the Bench and Mezuman, so that we spoke about by Riches, why Anias Amen should be Likuva. And the third place would be over here. Why should it be Ma'akev over here? So I think in the Sefer Barab Leib Malan, they have this, the diuk also, the three places where the Rambam quotes Anias Amen. The Rambam Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos says Amen is not Miyakim, then three places he writes Anias Amen. And I think he writes over here, why is Anias Amen Likuva? Because they didn't say the Bracha, Baruch Hagam Melech Hayom Tov Shegmalan Kol Tov. He didn't say that Nusach. They said a Nusach that applies to them. Rech Achman, the Yavach Lon Vela Yavach La'afro. So if he would say that, those words, Birch Achman and the Abachlan, it wouldn't fit. It's not the right Musa. If he says Amen, so somehow it's even stronger. That's the stronger. If I hear a bracha, someone says Kiddush and I didn't say Amen, so the din is Shamer Kaina, I'm Yoytze. But over here you need something more than that. You want to have Kalahina, I'm a Kilohoitzi bracha, me pivdami. So that you have to say Amen. If you don't say Amen, so the whole Nusach is the wrong Nusach. So the others can't be Moitzi him. The others were not Mechuyev either. Mishenim Mechuyev B'davar and Moitzi HaSarab M'dechavos. The others are not Mechuyev to say Brichus HaGam. He's Mechuyev. So how can I say to be Moitzi him? So the Gemara says, if you give Anias Amen, then it is good. So let's say a Kotnam will say Kiddush, and I'll say Amen. So if Kotnam says Kiddush, he's not Mechuyev B'davar, he can't be Moitzi the Gedolim. But if I say Amen, it should be good. We had a Balamar like that before. Balamar said like that. That's a big chiddush. That if the kot is a la bar chiyuva, and I say amen, then you are yotze. We usually assume even if you answer amen, you're not yotze. Yeah.
Why isn't it a bracha l'matala? Why?
What they said? Why isn't it a bracha l'matala? That's a question. Bracha l'matala is an isa only if you say shem shamayim, motzi shem shamayim l'matala, or even bracha alone, bracha l'matala. See, if you say a bracha and you didn't say one of the zayin shem sheinim, a bracha needs shem or malchus. So here he said brich rachmana. Rachmana is a kinui. So the din is that you yotze a bracha if you say a kinui. But would that be a bracha levatola? Let's say they have an igin that they play it all the way. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechayanu V'kiyemanu. Say the whole bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's a bracha l'matol. And then they repeat it 25 times. They keep on repeating. They used to have years ago when the men's club would have a get-together on Hanukkah. So someone would light Neres Hanukkah at the Hanukkah party or at the Yeshiva Chagiga on Hanukkah. So they'd have a chazan say the brachas on Hadlokas on Neres. So he would say, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He wouldn't pronounce Shem Hashem. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that since b'diyevad yoytze bracha by saying Hashem Elokeinu, you know what it's referring to. Hashem is referring to Ribono Shel Olam, so that's a kinui. It's Lagora from Rachmana, and Elokeinu, you know what it means. So he thought that that is also, since you yoytze bracha, so that will be an isa bracha l'matola.
Amen says, kol bracha that doesn't have Shem Malchus, ain't no bracha. It says, and in all the, every quote that they have a suffix bracha, they say,
you say without Shem or Malchus,
like Shabbat we just brought before. So remember, you say
without Shem or Malchus.
So if you say Hashem,
you say Baruch Atah. But if you say Rachmana,
it's not Shem. the word shin, shin men, is not one of the Zion Shemos. It's not even a kinoi.
But I think the Raman writes beferish that if instead of one of the Zion Shemos they say a kinoi, so you are yotze the bracha. Yeah. Gemara says,
"Bracha
Chmana."
It's not going to be. It's not bracha v'atol. There's no iser. It's not.
Oh.
It's not. There's no iser.
So that's the question. What is the iser bracha v'atol? So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he discusses it. So he thinks that there is an iser bracha v'atol even if you only say a kinui. Question is why? So one could say because the Gemara says the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a body of 120 chachamim and bohem kamenavim. And they were the ones who were masakin all the brachas and all the tefillas and kiddush and avdola. We had the Gemara, and began the elachos of the sapa b'shvachos shal mochim shenem mi amal gros Hashem ashmiya kol teilosa. So it could be that to recite the bracha when you're not mechuyev to is already an isa bracha levatol. Whatever the chachamim didn't mechuyev you, even though you didn't say shem Hashem, it's not really an isa motzi shem shemaim levatol as much as an isa of mi amal gros Hashem. Not to say anything that counts as a bracha. To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way is beautiful. You should always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to say it in a fashion that what Brich Rachmana, Mori Dalma, Mori Dai Pita, to say it even with Kinuyim, but to say it in a fashion that would be Yotzeh B'dieved, the bracha, so that would be an Isur of bracha levatola. Yeah.
The Kavanah is not to be, I can't understand all the.
When the Pesukim say, if you're going to not say Chayim Brachim, you want to be, you can say with Hashem. The Tanah says you can't say, you can't make a funny name that's a mixture of names. You can say Adoshem. You can say Hashem. There's no Isser to say the Shem.
We say Hashem,
but if you're going to say a Brachim, say Hashem, and we know what Hashem is, then it's a Kinoi. So one way to understand Rebbe Kivega's Tshuva is, it's not explicit, one way to understand the Tshuva is, that would also constitute an Isser. That's also Motzi Shem Shemaim. Because the Issa Brocha Lamatola is not because it's Motzi Shem Shemaim Latola. It's an Issa Brocha.
It only makes sense when you're trying to be Yotze. That's what Rebbe Kivega is saying. You have Mimanashach. It goes both ways. But you cannot be Yotze. You're singing a song, so that's no different than even if it would just be some mumbling and he says the word Hashem 25 times. He could say the word Hashem a million times. It's not
but if you say a Brocha in a form that you would be Yotze.
He's saying without any Kavanah. He's saying negative Kavanah. But I think it's clearly not a Brocha.
But what's the whole song? The song is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's a song. He's been asking the task every time. Even the man Amr Moses aims to come on and say,
but he said a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a bracha?
No, it's not a bracha.
Why not?
He could say Shevach
without it. If you say a Pasuk of Shevach, but not if he say it in a Nusach that you would be Yitzhak the bracha but he have it.
What about Zeman? Can I say Zeman? Is
it
a bracha that tell him to say Zeman? Necessarily?
Just to say Zeman without saying the rest of the benching.
No, I say benching, but I say the Rebbe Sanibar as part of also.
Without
you, Zeman.
He says Zeman, there's no
Zeman. He said Rebbe
Sanibar Ech.
That,
he says
no, you didn't even say a kinui. Baruch Shachanim Shlo, you wouldn't be Yotze a bracha. You have to
says,
say.
Asher says Aninal, and Zeman is a bracha. It's a bracha kitzar, and the Asher says a nafirah.
It is a bracha if someone comes in and he says Amen, like you say Amen after Harachman's also. But it's not a bracha. He didn't say Hashem there. He didn't say Hashem. He didn't say Amalchus.
Why?
Yishem Yisham Baruch is a pasuk. That's not part of the Zimun. Rosh Hashanah Mishloah, you didn't say even a kinoi. So you're not Yotze.
What about saying Ad Hashem? Is that a kinoi also? I heard of Salvation Tarashir say Ad Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara. He went through the whole bracha.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't think like that Taz. The Taz says that it's improper to say Adoshem. So he didn't, his family's practice was that they did say Adoshem. Instead of pronouncing L'shem Hashem, they would say Adoshem. But he didn't say it L'shem Shevach. But if you sing this song, then you're singing it L'shem Shevach. No? You're singing it L'shem Shevach. On other occasions, Rav Soloveitchik understood Pshat and Rebbe Kivega differently. Rebbe Kivega says, if you say, Rebbe Kivega is clearly in disagreement with the Pnei Yeshua and many other Achrayim who say that whenever you have a Sofik Bracha, you should say in Balaz. Say the Bracha Balaz. So there's no Isa Motzi Shem Shemaim Vatola if you say the Shem Hashem Balaz. Only if you say one of the Zayin Shem Shein Imchakim. Rabbi Kavega thinks that it doesn't help. Why not? So the one suggestion.
The last means in another language.
Another language.
But we know we can't do that because that's untranslatable. The name of Hashem has certain meaning.
Right.
Belaz so doesn't mean anything.
No, if you say Belaz, it's like a kinui. Blessed be He, the Holy One. Blessed be He. His holy name. So you say a kinui. So if you say a bracha with a kinui, then it is good. So Rabbi Kevega is against that suggestion that the Preishu and other Achronim have, that whenever you have a Sadeh Bracha, he should say Balaz, that you should say with a kinui, he holds you not allowed to. Why not? So one way to understand Rabbi Kevega is that the Issa Bracha Levatol is a separate Issa. Mi Malgwa Sasham Yishmir Kalti Losa, like the Gemara says, Mikam Yelach, also the Sapa Bishvacha Shal Mokim. And another way to read Rabbi Kevega's tshuva, it's a little unclear, the other way to read the tshuva is that perhaps the Yisar Motzi Shem Shamayim Atola applies even to kinuyim. So if he's saying the kinui, in order to be Yotzeh Brocha, or he's speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kinui, the Holy One blessed be He, so you can learn something from the kinui. He's a holy being. He should be blessed. You say the kind one, the merciful one, whatever kinui you're going to use. But if you use a kinui improperly, like over here, you're saying a bracha sheina tzvicha, a bracha levatola, so then it's an isa motzi shem shamayim levatola on the kinui. Even on the kinui. Because this, in this context, you shouldn't have mentioned that kinui. So the it's also an isa motzi shem shamayim levatola. So usually there's no Issa Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola on a kinui. But Rabbi Kevega is suggesting that if you're using the kinui improperly in order to say a bracha, that the Issa Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola sometimes even applies to a kinui. If you're saying a kinui and it's derech limud, you're learning from that kinui, mahu afatah, we're supposed to act in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's okay. So the Holy One blessed be, He created the world, and the Holy Lord gave us the Torah, you're learning from the kinui. But if you mention the kinui and the context of a bracha that you shouldn't have said, because Savik Baruch Hu's Lacha, you shouldn't have said it, so then it's an iser to mention the kinui. There's an iser, Motzei Shem Shamayim Levatola on the kinui.
Is
because of the Issa
of saying Shem Rachel Levatala?
I guess so, yeah.
Rabbi said not that way once.
That what?
I once asked Rabbi the same question. Rabbi said no, it's a different thing. And Rachel Levatala is a different issue.
That's according to the first suggestion and Rabbi Kevega. Right. We have two ways to read Rabbi Kevega's tshuva. Rabbi Kevega is opposed to the practice that's recommended by the Pnei Yeshua and several other Achrayim. Whenever you have a Safik Brocha, you should say Balaz. He said it using Kinui. So the easier way to understand Rabbi Kevega's tshuva is that it's a Nuisa. A Brocha Latal is a Nuisa. Nimal Gros Hashem Yashmel Kol Tehilosai. That's the Pasuk that we say after saying Anim Zmiris. So we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all kinds of praises. And the Gemara says it's really questionable. What are we making up our praises? We don't find these praises in Tanakh. And the Gemara says, HaKel HaGod L'Agib V'Anor, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu daven like that, and it's recorded in the Chumash, and Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to record it in the Chumash, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were Mesakin, that that's the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei, and they had amongst them Behem Kamanadim, not for the fact that all of this precedent, we wouldn't have said that either, so it's not proper to add on HaYizuz, HaGib, HaAdir, all the other Shvachim, like the Gemara said. So if a person is going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anim Zmiris, none of these praises appear in Tanakh. So that's a bit of a problem. So we'd say at the end, Mimal Gros Hashem, Yashmir Kol Tehilosai. It's like when you talk about business on Shabbos, they say, Nishim Shabbos Yered. We really shouldn't have been talking about this on Shabbos. So the same over here, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, we really shouldn't have said all of this praise, because Mimal Gros Hashem is not really right. What? Okay. Good. Okay. Nachon. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the date. Rabbi told me on November 22nd. 5 years ago, right? 4.5 years ago, Rabbi gave the shir about Birkat, the Rambam passing like a bai, not to say about bracha b'safik except for Yom Tov Sheni, and I asked Rabbi, isn't it because bracha lo tells you to the right? And Rabbi said, no, it's a different issue. Same thing.
Yeah, Rabbi Kiveg, that's
Rabbi
simple.
Didn't say the Rabbi Kiveg back then. He just said it's
okay, okay. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Because they didn't say the same nusach that he said, because they weren't mechuyi b'dover. So the broch only relates to him if he says amen. But that's the question. They weren't mechuyi b'dover. So any case of mishenim mechuyi b'dover, my son is not bar mitzvah, he's going to say kiddush for me, I'll say amen. I will be yotzei. That's what it sounds like. How can it be? We usually assume it's not so. That is a problem. Let's say I already said the 15 Birchas HaShach in the morning. Then the Chazan gets up and he says the 15 Birchas HaShach and I say Amen. So the Maharaj Dam has a tshuva that they used to do this in the shuls in order to be oiler for the Mayor Brachas. Everybody would get up by the Chassidim, they still do it. One after another, everybody gets up and says all the Birchas HaShach out loud. So before you even start saying Pesukei Dezimra, you're ready with Yotzei Mayor Brachas. Because he said Amen to the 15 brachas that the other person said, So you already have a mayor brachas before you start davening Pesukei Dezimra. Right, so that the Beis Yosef quotes a medrash on Shir HaShirim, the pasuk towards the very end of Shir HaShirim. How does it say? Hayashev es baganim chaver makshir ben lekoyla chashmiini. So the Medrash says on that pasuk towards the end of Shir HaShirim, Hayasher is baganim, on Shabbos, we don't have such a long Shman Esrei. And there are only 7 brachas in the Shman Esrei, even though you daven Musaf, but everything is bekitz and nimrots. So they used to sit in the ganim, and they would say, Bari Pihoitz, Hayasher is chaver makshir melekar lachashmini. They would all sit together, and each person would say, Bari Pihoitz, and the others would say, Amen. That would count to be mashlam in the mayor brachas. The Beis Yosef quotes that medrash. If you say amen to someone else's bracha, that counts to be mashlam in the mayor brachas. So some say that that's only, the Gemara says, Shamea ke'oine, the Gemara in Sukkah daf lamechev, Shamea ke'oine, if you paid attention to the Kiddush, and even though you didn't say amen, you yotzei, it wouldn't help for mayor brachas. Mayor brachas only kol ha'ina amen ki lehoitzi bracha mipiv damon. Only if he says amen. If he doesn't say amen, the bracha relates to you. If he says Kiddush, the bracha relates to me. It's considered as if I said Kiddush. But it still doesn't count as the mayor bracha. I mean, I'm Yotzei the Kiddush. But over here I already said the 15 brachas HaShach. It's not a question of my being Yotzei. I want that it should be considered as if I said another bracha. So that's only mamash if he said Amen. Like this Gemara seems to imply that if Allah bar chiyuva, the Talmidim who came to visit Rabbi Yehuda, who recovered from his sickness, so they weren't b'chuyif to say anything. So they said, B'ruch Achmana, and he said, Amen. So, kol ha'inami ki l'hoitzi b'rocha m'piv dami, even though they were not bar chiyuva, the bracha was oyla for him. It's a big chiddush, a very big chiddush.
The Beis Yosef says there was a minhag that people used to have, when their wife would give birth, they would make da'agoma for their wife. And he says it's a problem because they're not m'chuyif, it's a bracha l'tal on her husband to me. He says, all the Gemara says that the other people made it. So the Rashba on our Gemara says that the Rebbe of a Talmud can make the bracha for the Talmud, just like a father and a son. He says that that's called Mechuyi B'davar to make Tagomo. So in this case in the Gemara, the person who made the bracha and the person who was sick were Mechuyi B'davar.
Why were they Mechuyi B'davar? They were the Talmidim who came to visit him, no?
Just like a son makes for a father,
so you say also for a Talmud and Rebbe. Did the Talmidim say the
bracha? He said that's what he quotes the Rashba on this also.
He said, "Brich Rachmana." The Yavach Na'alam, but like Yavach Le'Yafra.
Meaning, he's trying to say that you have to be mechuyif to do this.
The other thing that we said was that they're making a bracha that he should have made for himself. Here's a different bracha than he would have made for himself. He would have
made... He's mechuyev in the parsha. If he's the Talmud and his Rebbe who saves it, he's mechuyev in the parsha. So that
right.
makes sense.
Right.
So one mechuyev could be most of his own.
So the Rash was that Talmidim are mechuyev to say the bracha?
Yeah.
Wow.
He quoted, I thought, Chaim Volozhin, whenever you go past a certain bridge, where the Goron was saved, he made the bracha. Shasa Nez Lamakom Arabosa.
Wow.
The
Be'er Halacha
says the same thing.
The
Be'er Halacha says the same thing.
Wow.
I mean, the Rosh says, how come they're able to make the bracha? And he says it's a shevach. Anytime you can, that's a shevach, you can make a bracha. So that's something.
Doesn't say you're mechuyev.
He doesn't say you're mechuyev. He says it's a shevach, so you're allowed to make brachas. Mm-hmm. And then the Be'er Halacha says, we've never heard of such a thing like this before. It must just be because they were the Talmud making a bracha for the Rebbe, and we have precedent that that's something that you're supposed to do.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And the other Rishonim who say the Balamor said if you say Amen when the Kotan says, so the Gemara is easier? Okay. According to the Balamor, Gemara is easier. If you don't want to accept that Balamor, you got to say something complicated. You have to say something difficult.
Gemara doesn't say the word Chayavin in this Nosa.
Yes. So how can the Morgan Avram say that it's Likuva? That's a good kasha. How can the Morgan Avram quote the Poskim and say that it's Likul if the Gemara left out the word Chayavim? I don't know. That's a very strong kasha.
I think the Ma'amar Mordechai also says that Chayavim is talking about general Rishayim. A person should always see himself as Chatzi Tzakai, Chatzi Chayavim. Why is one's Rebbe any different? So it's not really a tiki on his Kabbalah to say for his Rebbe or his father, for anyone, that Chayavim are Chayavim and Hashem gave you a toh. What's the big deal?
Not
Kopedik
to say,
yeah.
The
Rebbe Chayavim.
Yeah.
Talking about general Rishayim.
Other in general, you're talking in general. Wow. Don't know. So the Gemara talks about Shlotz Dorm Amar Behem Marichem Yama V'Shnosim Shalom. One is Marich B'Tvi Losoi. So the Gemara says, how can it be called a Marich B'Tvi Losoi? Is that Ma'usa? Is that a Maila? Ay, it's a Chisaren. On the top line it says, Kalmach Petfilos, Amayim Bosof Mori De Kehev, Leiv. So the Gemara says, it depends. Is he Ma'ayim Bo? Not Ma'ayim Bo means he's relying on the fact he has the attitude that he davened so well that Rabban Shalom has to answer his prayers. And so the Gemara says, Holoi Kasha on the sixth line from the top. Or the Ma'ayim Bo, or the Lo Ma'ayim Bo. If he's convinced that he deserves that his prayer should be answered because he davened so well, then he's going to be in trouble. Then, like the Gemara says, Shlosh Advar, Maskir Mamanasim Shaladim, he thinks that he's such a big knacker that he davened so well that he deserves that his prayer should be answered, that they're going to look into his case to see if he really deserves so much. But if a person is Marach B'Tfilos and he doesn't have the attitude that he really deserves that his prayers have to be answered because he davened so well. So then that's good. That Hamarch B'Tfilos is Marich and Yama V'Shnosim Shalot. Then it's a Maila. Then the Gemara says, one of the things is Marich, Hamarich Al Shulchana. If a person takes a long time to eat his meal, what's so great about that? So the Gemara says, no. If his door is open for the poor, and the longer he's eating his meal, so aniyim will come in and he'll be able to feed them. So that's Marich al Yama V'Shnosim Shalot. So that's what the Gemara says on the third wide line, on Nun Hem and Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loza, Dam Tavai, Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. They both said, Kol Zman Shebeis Migdash Kai Mizbech Mechaper Al Yisrael, Achshu Shein Shulchan Shalot, Mechaper Al Lov. Why is Shulchan Shalot? Because he's going to give to the aniyim. He'll have a lot of food for the aniyim. So that's what's mechapa, not stam to eat, to take an hour and a half for lunch. That's not mechapa. Then the Gemara gives about eitzes, what's healthy, what's not healthy. You have to take care of your good health. The Gemara has a lot of eitzes about health. Rambam has a lot of eitzes about it. Rambam was a doctor. He follows the medicine of his time. In the days of the Gemara, they followed the medicine of their time. In our generation, we should follow the medicine of our time. So the Gemara tells you what's healthy, what's not healthy. Then the Gemara says, "V'yam Rab Yuda, shlosh ador mekatzin yama v'shnosu shaladim." There are averes that cause a person to have a kitzur yamin. What does that mean? Mishnah says, "V'tar likras Then they called him up to Lain to get an Aliyah Estes. And the days of the Gemara, the one who got the Aliyah with Lain. He just says the bracha of the Balkari Lain. So if they offer a person an Aliyah, turns it down, he's Mevazah the Torah. Why is it Mekatzrin Yom Avishnah? So the Gemara said, Dichsik, Yuchayech, Yerach Yamecha, and he doesn't want. So Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, thought that by Hakofis it should be the same thing. If they give you a Sefer Torah, you don't want to take the Hakofis. It's also a Mevazah the Sefer Torah. Like, Nosan Le Sefer Torah Likras, they call you up for an Aliyah. So he said Rav Chaim was the rabbi in the community, so he used to give him always the first Hakofis. They always Mechabed the Rabbanim, then the Mechabed the Kohanim. And then Rav Chaim felt he's not allowed to surrender the Sefer Torah to someone else to give it away unless someone's going to ask for it. So people were embarrassed to ask for the Sefer Torah. So he held that Sefer Torah, often all the seven Hakofas. He would be exhausted after Hakofas, but it didn't take hours and hours in Europe. It was much shorter.
So you take it away, somebody has to take it from you.
If someone asks for the Sefer Torah, then you can give it to him. But if no one asks, you shouldn't give it away. It looks as if you want to get rid of the Sefer Torah. So Abraham took the first, they gave him the first Hakofa, and then he would hold on to the Sefer Torah. He didn't want to give it to anyone else unless they would ask him. Then they would be embarrassed to ask him. So the Gemara says these are the things that it's the school of Arichas Yamin. They give you a Kashal Bracha, so you should bench Mezuman. You shouldn't get involved in the politics, the Gemara says. Hamana gatzma berabonis. If a person becomes a politician, like Yosef, got involved in politics, so he died, even though he was younger than most of the brothers, he died before all the other brothers. Then the Gemara says there are three things you have to be mispalled for. Shlosh adorm psichim rachamim. Rashi says rachamim means tefillah. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech toiv, shana toiv, v'chaloyim toiv. Melech toiv, because we have a pasuk in Mishlei, that the heart of all the kings, out of all the world rulers, is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le melech b'yad Hashem, like palgei mayim, like if you have a heavy river, you want to divert the river, you should go in a different direction. That's a major job, so you have to have a whole engineering team. If you have just a trickle of water, you want to divert it, so you put your hand and shine, so you'll divert the trickle of water. So the hearts of all the kings is like palge mayim, like a trickle of water. The kings, that's what the Ralbag has a long arichas over there in his Pirush HaMishlei, has a whole essay that the kings don't really have bchira chofshis. Most of the decisions that the presidents of the world's countries and the kings in the world make, most of their decisions affect many, many people. So I don't have bchira chofshis to cause harm to someone else. So it must be that all the king's decisions and all the president's decisions are all min hashamayim. Then more quotes the halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu he wants Bezalel to be in charge of the whole team who are going to make the Mishkan. So the Gemara learns out of din, emamin and paras al tzim kenim lochim b'tzibur. You have to get the consent of the tzibur. You're not allowed to appoint someone in charge of a division without consulting the people under him. You can't appoint a menayel in yeshiva unless the rabbis agree. You can't appoint a dean in the college unless the professors agree to the appointment. Sometimes they don't follow this din, but that's what the din is. That's what the din is. The Magen Avraham says that Meikar Adin, when you elect the rabbi, you have to have a unanimous vote. When they're discussing, the rabbi was already elected with a unanimous vote, and then you want to discuss whether to keep him or to drop him, so then he says to keep his position, it's enough with a roiv. But to elect them in the first place, you need a unanimous vote. Then I think the Magen Avraham says that we don't follow that Iker Adin, because then you'll never be able to appoint a rabbi in the world. You never get a unanimous vote. So the meaning is that you always need a roiv. You need a roiv to appoint him in the first place, and then you need a roiv to maintain his position. But a lot of times a rabbi overstays his invitation. And a lot of times a rabbi has a din Torah with the Baal Batim. The Baal Batim say they heard all the drushes already. He's been a rabbi there for 60 years. And everything is the same by him. They're not saying new drushes. And he doesn't get the people excited about Shmiras HaMitzvah and everything. So that's not right. If he doesn't have the Roif HaTzibur, doesn't want him to remain, so he's not able to do his job. You have to have the Roif of the Tzibur has to be Maskim. And then the Poskim say you need Roif Binyan and Roif Minyan. That's an expression in Mishnayos in Aholos. If you have Etzem Kisoyra, if you have a bone of a dead body, so it's Metamei B'Maga U'B'Masa, I think, but it's not Metamei B'Ohel. But if you have Roif Binyan or Roif Minyan, then it is Metamei. So how many bones are there in the whole body? So there are a Ramach, 248 bones, the Mishnayos have. So if you have from 248, how much is Roif? 125. Is already Roif. So there are 125 bones, even though some of them are very tiny, so you have Roif Minyan of the bones. Or if you have Roif Binyan of the body, let's say the bone from the thigh to the knee, from the knee to the ankle, that's a very long bone. And this bone is also long from here to here. The bones over here in the finger, these are tiny bones. So if you have either Roif Binyan or Roif Minyan of the bones of the body, then it's even Metami Ba'ohel. So that's a melitza. Roif Binyan, Roif Minyan is a melitza that the Achronim have. When you elect a rabbi, you need Roif Binyan and Roif Minyan. So you need Roif Minyan. The shul has members, people who pay membership dues. And some of the members live in Florida most of the year. They're never here. Some of the members, their mom's never there. They just keep on paying. They really dive in another shul, but once in a while they come here. So they maintain their membership. So that you need Roif Minyan. Right of the people who are members of the shul have to agree to appoint a rabbi, then you have to have, that's not enough. Let's say the rabbi has cousins and relatives who live in a different city, and he gets them all to become members of the shul in order to elect him that he should be the rabbi, but they never daven in the shul. So that's not enough that you have Raiv Minyan. You have to have Raiv Binyan. Raiv Binyan is that people who are daven in the shul can say that every day, they're there all the time. So if you don't have the Raiv Binyan, then the rabbi is not allowed to stay. You have to have both, Roif Binyan and Roif Minyan.
To come to the Minyan.
You have to come to the Minyan, yes. That's the Roif. The Roif Binyan is those who come to the Minyan. The Roif Minyan even includes those who don't come, those who are officially on the books that they're paying membership dues. Anyway, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to appoint Bezalel to be in charge of all the people making the Mishkan, so he asked Moshe Rabbeinu to approve. Then he asked Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Bnei Yisrael, they should approve. So they did approve. But if they wouldn't have approved, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam handpicked him, he wouldn't be allowed to take on the job. Because you have to have Bnei Yisrael and Parnassah. Letzibon ken nemlochem behem tchilo. It's a real din. Then the Gemara says, why was he called Bezalel? Because Bezalel kel hayisa. The shadow is the opposite from the person. What happened? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shosham, I hear the last... not narrow line, the line before the very wide lines. So it says, "Bishal Shamla Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lechem Mole Lipsal Seli Mishkan Or Mikelim." The Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Make me a Mishkan Or Mikelim." Holach Moshe v'Hofach. He said, "Faker." He said, "Asay Or Mikelim U'Mishkan." Omaloi. So Bezalel said to him, "Moshe Rabbeinu, the minhag olam is you don't do like that. Odom Boina first buys v'Chakach Machtens L'Toch Hakelim." And afterwards the Mishkan, after making the arm, maybe the told you faker. So he said, wow, you figured it out, that's right. Kel, I said the opposite. The shadow is always the opposite from my right hand. If I wave, then the shadow is going to be, that's going to be the left hand of the shadow. It's the opposite. Betzel kel hayisa. He said, what was that all about? So Taka, why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse it? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say it backwards? So there's a famous comment that they quote in the name of Rav Dovah Soloveitchik. There is a machlokes in Sanhedrin between Abai v'Rav around Daf Memches, whether Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa. So it goes on Mishamshe Hameis, or Tashmishe Kedusha. That's a Meis Zosa Bahanoah. That's a drasha from a Pasuk. That's a question whether that's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. Mishlam Melech is not sure. How do you know that a mace is also banor? The Gemara says, "Vatamisha Miriam atikah v'sham," and it says, "Be'egla rufa v'yofu sham es egla banachal." So sham be'egla rufa, just like be'egla rufa, it's also banor. So to the mace itself is also banor. How do you know egla rufa is also banor? So the Gemara says, because when they bring the Egla roof and they say, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shel Padis Hashem, the Gemara says, Kapar Ksiv Bo Kikotsh. So he learned Gzer Shabbos. So Mishlam Melech writes, he's not so convinced that this is a real Drosha Gemura Deraisa. Maybe it's only an Asmachta Midirabana. Tosfos, he says, Mishlam Melech says, Tosfos says beferish that it's a real Drosha Deraisa. But the Mishlam Melech says he's not so convinced. He thinks he had the impression that maybe it's only an Asmachta Midirabana. Even on the assumption like Tosfos that the Mesa Sabanoa is a Din Deraisa, that's what we assume. What about Mishamshe HaMesa, Tachrichim on the Mesa? Is that also min haTorah, also bano min haTorah? They say Misham Shamis is only the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Kevegi in the Tshuva quotes a machlokes achrayim about that. But the Misham Shamis are also bano min haTorah with the Rabbanon. Whatever it is, the Mace is also bano, and the Misham Shamis are also bano. So there's machlokes abay v'rova. How do you establish something as Misham Shamis? Someone died already, and I go to the store and I buy tachrichim. He was so tall. It doesn't make sense to buy 6 feet tachrichim for a person who was only 4 feet tall. So you should buy tachrichim that are going to fit for the person. So the person died, and I go to the store and I buy tachrichim. Orig beged lameis. I made the tachrichim. It doesn't make a difference whether you made it. Orig beged lameis or kone beged lameis. So Abaye is of the opinion. This is not from the 6 cases Yalkagam, so we don't pass like Abaye. We pass like Rava. Abaye is of the opinion that Hazmana Milsi, this person is dead already, and I designate this is going to be the Tachrichim for this mace, so it's already Al Shem Ha'asid, it's already called Misham Sheh Mace. And we pass like Rabbi Hazmana La Milsi, it's only called Misham Sheh Mace after it's Mishamish Bepoil Mamish. If I already put it on the mace, if I didn't put it on the mace yet, then you don't call it Misham Sheh Mace. And the same thing, let's say I have a pair of tefillin, and I want to buy a pretty tefillin zekel. So I go to the store and they have different sizes, tefillin zekel, different colors, different designs. I pick out the one that I want and I bought it. I didn't put the tefillin in the tefillin zekel yet. So Abaye says that since I already have the tefillin and I bought a tefillin zekel and I plan to put the tefillin in, so Al Shem Ha'asid, it's already called Misham Tashmishe Gedusha. So Tashmishe Gedusha have a din that it's Osa Bano. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. Let's say I want to have a change in order to give money to tzedakah when I go to shul. So I want to put the change in a tefillin zekel. So that's not proper. The tefillin zekel can only be used for tefillin. Well, let's say he has a little mirror and he wants to check to make sure that his tefillin is be'emtza. They're probably not right to put the mirror in the tefillin zekel. That's not right. It's miyuchad for the tefillin. Shouldn't put money in. You shouldn't put, if you have a talis zekel, a talis is only... Talis is only Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's not Tashmisha Kedusha. So the Talis Ekel is not Al Sabano. So put the money in the Talis Ekel. Or let's say if you have a Tefillin Zekel that's cloth and then you put a plastic cover on top of it. So that's Tashmish to Tashmish. So the Gemara says since it's twice removed, so the plastic cover does not have the status of, it's not Al Sabano. So that doesn't have the din of Tashmisha Kedusha. So let's say if the plastic tears, you throw it out in the garbage, you don't have to put it in the Shemus. If the cloth tefillin zekel tears, and you want to buy a new one, so you have to put the old one in the Shemus. It's Tom Kvura. Tashmisha Kedusha are Nignozim. Tashmisha Mitzvah and Nizrokim, the Gemara says. The talis zekel can throw in the garbage, but the tefillin zekel you can't throw in the garbage. But if you have a second cover on top of the first cover, so the second one is Chol. The second one, so you put the money... You can put the mirror, you can put the change that you want to use to give it stock. You put that in the talis zekel, you put it in the plastic cover that you put on top of the cloth cover, on top of the tefillin. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, where they say, Hazmana Milsi, Hazmana La Milsi. So that's only the Gemara, that's only if the person died already. Let's say the person is in the process of dying, but he didn't die yet, and then I go to the store and I buy tachrichim. So Gemara says, if he didn't die yet, that's Lochala Deis. He can't say that it's called Misham Sheh Meis. There is no Meis yet. He didn't die yet. So what would be over here? So let's say I go to the store and I buy a tefillin zekel. I didn't buy a pair of tefillin yet. I plan to buy a pair of tefillin, but I don't have it yet. So I already bought the tefillin zekel before the tefillin. Can you say that it's Tashmishe Kedusha? Because it's Oymed, it's it's designated. It's Aymelukach Hashem Ha'asid according to Abaye. We pass like Rabbi that has Manalam Melsid, but if the din would have been like Abaye, what would you say? I don't have the tefillin yet. I don't have the Sefer Torah yet, but I'm making it ready, the mental for the Sefer Torah. So the Ashtus and the Gemara perhaps is that just like by the mace, the Gemara says, if the person didn't die yet, so even though you designated the Tachrichim to use as Misham Shameis, but there is no mace, it can't be called Misham Shameis. So perhaps the same should be true regarding Tashmish Ekdusha. If one would have held like Abaye, we don't pass on like Abaye. One would have held like Abaye. It could be that to call it the mental of the Sefer Torah or the Tefillin Zekel is only if you already have the Tefillin, if you have the Sefer Torah. Perhaps.
You have it.
Mechore, if I have it, yeah.
Oh, it exists.
Oh. So that's what, let's see the detail. So that's what they quote from Abdel Bala Soloveitchik. The Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should make a Mishkan first, and then you make the Oren and the Kelim, so that when the moment you'll finish making the Oren, you'll be able to put it into the Mishkan. You put the Kelim, or the Shulchan, and the Menorah, and the Mizbach HaKtaris, put everything in the Mishkan that belongs. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse it? So Abdel Bala suggested, Moshe Rabbeinu reversed it. Rabbanu Shalom told them, this is the way you should do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to reverse it because to make... What is the role of the Mishkan? The Mishkan is a structure that's supposed to house the Klei HaMishkan. It's supposed to be... It's called Mishkan HaEidus because it has the Luchos HaEidus. Because it has the Luchos HaEidus there. The Luchos HaBris. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt he has to first say this, he has to formulate. Moshe Rabbeinu told over all the dinim to Bnei Yisrael. So he felt you only call it the Mishkan if it's Mishkan Ha'edus, if it has the Oren HaBris in it. So if you don't formulate first in abstract that there is a din of Oren and Kelim, then the Mishkan does not have a Chaloshay Mishkan. So he had to say over the dinim and the correct order. So he said, there is an institution, an abstract of Oren, and Shulchan, and Mizbach HaKtoiris, and Menorah. He said about the Kelim and the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Kelim and the Hechal. And Memele, there's a din of Mishkan. The Mishkan, first you have to formulate an abstract that there are four Kelim there. The Oren with the Luchas, with the Menorah, and the Mizbach HaKtoiris, and the Shulchan. And then in Mele, you can formulate that there's a din of Mishkan to house the Kelim. But which order should you make it? No, you should first make the Mishkan, like the Rabbanu Shalom said. Moshe Rabbeinu reversed the order because in abstract, you can't have a Chadosh and Mishkan if you don't first have a concept of Oren and Kelim. So it's not exactly... Let's say there's no tefillin in the world, but their mitzvah of tefillin was given 2,000 years ago at Har Sinai. Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael about the mitzvah tefillin. So is that enough? If the din would have been like Abaye, which it isn't, the din is not like Abaye. If the din would have been like Abaye, would that be enough? That the fact that there exists an institution of tefillin, or is it enough? Like you say, the tefillin exists in the world. I'm going to buy a pair. I need a pair of tefillin today. My bar mitzvah is tomorrow, so my father's going to buy a pair of tefillin for me today. So the tefillin exists already in the world. It's just I didn't buy the tefillin yet, but they exist already. Is that enough? If the din would be like Abaye, is that enough? I don't think so. I think by the tefillin, even if the din would be like Abaye, I think I have to like Ein on the most adav sheinu shaloi. My kavanas can't be mitzarev to your property. Tosis gives the marshal. Let's say I come into your home and I take meat from the refrigerator and milk, and I pour in the meat and the milk. And I cook it together. They said, someone's going to say, Eilon Moshe Dov Sheinu Shaloi. Even if the milk leaks into the flesh accidentally, you don't need Kavanas HaAdam to ask a Bas B'cholov. If treifus falls into the kosher food, it becomes treif without Kavanah. The din of Eilon Moshe Dov Sheinu Shaloi is like, I'm bowing down, HaMishtach V'Behemes Chavero. I bow down to someone else's property. You have a television, and I bow down, I deify your television. It doesn't belong to me, so I'm not a balabas to designate it. Or let's say I'm visiting by you for Shabbos, and on Arab Shabbos, when I come to your home, I take the wallet with money out of my pocket, I put it on top of in the bedroom that you give me to sleep, I put it on top of a tray. Then in the middle of Shabbos, I plan to leave it there the whole Shabbos, my wallet. Yeah, but so I make it into a basas davar asa, so Shulchan Aruch quotes from Taisus, and in the Masa davar she'enu shalav, because basas davar asa is only if it's meniach. If it's shachayach, it doesn't become. And even if it's meniach, but I'm not the balabas. I'm not a balabas, then my kavana should relate to your property. So the same over here. There are many pairs of tefillin that exist in the world. I want to buy a tefillin zekel. I didn't buy the tefillin yet. So can my kavana relate, according to Abaye, that the designating it as the tefillin zekel is enough? It's already called Tashmishi Kedusha Al Shem Ha'asid, because I designated it. Can my kavana be chal on this tefillin zekel, that it should relate to that pair of tefillin? The tefillin is not mine. I would think that it's not enough that the concept that tefillin exists in the world. I would think it's not enough that the tefillin exists in the world. I would think it has to belong to me, because I don't know what the tefillin is. But Abdelbala says over here, just as a mushal, he said, that just like according to Abaye, if the person didn't die yet, so you can't call it Tashmish Yameh, so to over here, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't say over the din of Oren Kalim first, he had to say over the four Kalim, the Oren is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the three Kalim in the Hechel. So then once you have an abstract, the halacha of the four Kalim, then you can give over a mitzvah of Mishkan. But you can't give over a mitzvah of Mishkan before you have an abstract, an institution. It has to be Mishkan Ha'edus. First you have to formulate the din of the Oren with the other Kalim. But Lamaisa, when you're making it, so that's what Bitzala said, but you have to do it in the other order. When you're formulating the dinim, you say it in a logical order. But when you do it Lamaisa, it has to be in a sechadik order. First you make the bias. Then the Gemara goes into a whole discussion of different halachim. Some of them are very important, but maybe we'll save that for later. The Abdenezer has a major tshuva about Abdenezer was a chassidish rebbe. So they asked him, is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh? And if there is a mitzvah, how come the Gedolei HaChassidus never moved to Eretz Yisrael? So he has a long tshuva where he explained there is a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, explains why the Gedolei HaChassidus didn't go. And part of the tshuva is he deals with the Gemara here, that one of the Amoraim only went from Babel back to Eretz Yisrael when he had a dream that his sins were forgiven. So he discusses that dream. What's the only tzaddikim have a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The people are not tzaddikim, don't have a mitzvah. What is that all about? So one of the chassidish rebbes said like that. The mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael only applies to tzaddikim because it is gemar. That he had a dream. He was a tzaddik, so then he went. So he explains it's not so, and he talks about this dream. Okay, so we'll have to save that for some other time. Maybe for now, for our purpose of learning, maybe we'll go to Nun Zayin on the base. The Gemara has about 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, a brisa. Haroi Markulis. If you see Avodah Zarah, Tosis in Sanhedrin writes, the name of the Avodah Zarah really was Kilus. Kilus means praising. So they gave the Avodah Zarah a name. But the Pasuk says in Chumash, Abeit Abdun is Kalam Kamsa Shav, Dusham Agayim is Alayim Alahorim, Abeit Abdun. So the Gemara says, you should be Mechana the Avodah Zarah, Shem Lignai. Like Osa Ho'ish. So strictly speaking, it says in the Hagos Maimene, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that to say Jesus is Mutter, it's not a Shem Avodah Zarah. That's the name that he gave him by the Bris. That's his name. The second name, that's a name that is Mashiach. So that name, that's a Shem Avodah Zarah. Shmos Yolem Achem Leisazkir L'Sham Alpich. You're not allowed to say Shem Avodah Zarah. So the first name that Yoshke has was not a Shem Avodah Zarah. But the minig is that you say jokingly, you say Yoshke. You make litzanus out of it. So that's what the Gemara says. You should be Mechan Hashem L'Ganai. So that's what the Tosis writes in Sanhedrin. The name of the Avodah Zarah really was Kilus means praising, but they called it Mar Kilus. Mar means reversed. It doesn't mean bitter, it means Lahapech. And Kulis, Lag Bakelus Bagoim. Kulis is the opposite of Kilus is praising, and Keles is Leitzonet. So you say we converted the name from Kilus to Keles. Mar Kulus, we changed it. So that's the name of Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosis is not sure. The second Tosis on the day says, Layadina, Pirishmi, Layadina, mind, okay, Makulis, Yasin, Mishabah, the Zara. Why did he pick that? So on the Taptasis it says, in the Tosefta, where this comes from, it doesn't say Harai Makulis, it just says Harai Abay, the Zara. The Sefta Tanan, the Makam Makulis, instead of the word Makulis, like in the Babli, it says Harai Abay, the Zara. So Tosefta in the Taptasis, and the Kain, Labdavka Makulis, and the Fisham, and Makam Shaltana, Hayogdim Law. Yeah. The second Tosefta has a whole suggestion, but it's not accepted la halacha. Second suggestion says Pirishri does not why it says Makulis. And nearly, so you give the Baal Tosefta give a suggestion. You only say this bracha. Baruch Shandasa Nerach Apayim Lo Ovri Rizan. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch that he allows. He's so open-minded. He allows all the that with his heart. He doesn't cause them to drop dead on the spot. He allows them to worship Avodah Zarah. So you only say that bracha if they just made the Avodah Zarah recently. So all the other Avodah Zarahs are there for Dori Doris. They're there for a long time. If they just made a new one, so then you say the Baruch Shandasa Nerach Apayim Lo Ovri Rizan. And Makulis, the Gemara says, whenever they would throw stones at the Makulis, the stones would blend in to become part of the Avodah Zarah. So every day when they worship it by throwing new stones, that's called the new Asiyas Avodah Zarah. The Kach Nokad Makulis, the bottom Taisa says, Shirogman Ba'avonim B'chol Yom, every day they throw stones, how they can negad Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that. They're quoting a Gemara. Those stones, when you offer, let's say, wine, is Tikrubis, or you shecht an animal, that's Tikrubis. Avodah Zarah is the Pesel, and the Tikrubis is Tikrubis, are two different things. But by Makulis, every day they throw stones, and according to their gloibin, according to their belief, the stones become a chelik of the Avodah Zarah. So you just saw a new Avodah Zarah that was just expanded on today.
Would indicate time, if it's a new...
The opposite of Tosis. Yeah. Maybe that's why we don't accept it. No, they don't accept this Tosis. Yeah. They just have the Mishnah Berurah, just has a Machlokes. What if he passed by a church? Doesn't say it has to be a new church. If he passed by a church, so the Avodah Zarah is inside. You see the church on the outside. So he says, most Achronim say if he passed by a base Avodah Zarah, you also say the Baruch Shanos HaNarech HaPayim Lo'Ebrei B'Tzoynoi. And he said, and he quotes that the Bachholms, not so the Bachholms, if you're passing by in the street, you don't see the Avodah Zarah from the street, you just see the building, the base Avodah Zarah, then you don't say the bracha. So then you hardly ever say the bracha. When who goes into the church? You don't go into the church to see the pesel itself. So in Shulchan Aruch, they don't accept this suggestion that the Baal HaTosefta has. The second one, it's only a new Avodah Zarah that was just built now. So how come we never say the bracha? So the Taptosefta says, how come no one says the bracha today? So Tosis says, you only say the bracha if you roya the Avodah Zarah m'shloshim yom m'shloshim yom. That's what Tosis said on the Mishnah. They said as they explained earlier. What they write on the Mishnah. The first Tosis says, Baruch Shalom Nisim Labasena Ba Mokam Azeh. So then Tosis quotes, he said with Shem HaMalchus, okay. Then say, V'chein, yeah. Ma'is Yerushalmi, be the Pirkan, Reb Zera, Kol Baruch Hashem Bo, yeah. Nir La'abena Dapke L'Roi M'shloshim M'shloshim Yom, Dumit D'Roi Yam Agob L'Prokim D'Oma, B'Yerushalmi, the Prokim Hain M'shloshim Yom. Rabbi Yudah says, if you see the Yam Agob L'Prokim, then you say, as much as Reb Lefrakim once every 30 days. And Marshal says he doesn't know why Tosfos says in the name of the Yerushalmi. It's a Bavli. The Gemara has it in the Bavli. He doesn't understand why they had to mention the Yerushalmi. So Tosfos said the same applies to the Roi Avodah Zarah. So that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a kid that grows up in the city, he always passes by this church. He saw this, he always saw this church. That's a minik. Yeah, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara has a din based on Shaktsena. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has, we have Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Behem. So Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Behem are not always the same. So in Kotshim, there's a whole sugya in Ezra Mekoyman. The Daf Yomi people just learned it, I think, recently. The Gemara says, Ein lemeidim lamed men alamed bekotshim. If you learned out B from A, then you can't learn out C from B if B was learned out of A. That's called Ein Lameid and Lamed and Alamed. That's a Bavli has like that. In Yerushalmi, you don't have this. In Yerushalmi, you have, it's a machleg zeri kibir Rabbi Shmuel bechlap. Whether the made them lamin man alamin the kolat harkul. We paskin yes, like Rabbi Kibir. They made them lamin man alamin. But in the Bavli, you don't have that machleg zeri kibir Rabbi Shmuel. We assume in kolat harkul the made them lamin man alamin. And in Kachim, sometimes not. And the Gemara has a whole sugya which lamin man alamin is not acceptable. So the Midrashatar and the Dreshes Bam are slightly different in Kachim. The same thing Tarsus in the beginning of Zerachim is of the opinion that you need Shina Lavakosu Liyakev. If it's only written once, it's only Lechatchila. It has to be repeated. Shina Lavakosu, then you know it's Ma'akev. So Tosis and Abdallah and Zvach Mahal said that only applies to Kochim. The Chazanish and some other Achrani before him disagree with Tosis. They think that that's a Midah and Kol HaTorah Kula. That you need Shina Lavakosu Liyakev in Mitzvahs. And in Iser, Tosis said, they're never Lechatchila B'riyed. If it's also Lechatchila, it's also B'riyed. If something is only also lachatchila muta b'riyevet, it's a dead giveaway that it's a din derabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, Tosfos says you never have lachatchila b'riyevet in Isurim, but in mitzvahs you have. The mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do it like this. Tosfos says chalitza. The mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do chalitza with rikika, with kriyas hapsukim. And b'riyevet we paskin that the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakev and the rikika is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasandal, so why do you need it l'chatchila? So Tess says, because chalitza is a mitzvah, so to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, you require all three, and li'ikuvah, not everything is me'akim. And you have a lot of times like that. It's not only by a korbanis, a chatas l'chatchila needs four zrikas, and b'di'evit we pass like b'sil, that one zrika is enough. Even b'shamehol, two zrikas are enough. So Tess says that you only need shina l'chas l'yaka by kotshim. Chazanish and others say it's not true, but by all mitzvahs in each shina l'kosel yakev. So, but Tosfos writes like that. The Midrash HaTorah and the Dresh Zvem are slightly different by Kochim. That's beferish by ein lemeid l'lamin alamin, and Tosfos thinks that even by shina l'kosel yakev. Then the Gemara says by chi of misa, when you talk about din in the fashas, also Midrash HaTorah and the Dresh Zvem are slightly different. We bend over backwards because it says v'hitzilu ha'edom. So based on the Hitzilu Eidah, so the Seder Hadiyun, the way the Bezin functions is different. Poschem and Atzad, he first asked the least Talmud Chacham, he should express his opinion. We're afraid if you're going to be Poschem and Agadol, then maybe the Gadol will say, I think he's Chai Misa, and the younger Talmud Chachamim on the Bezin will be afraid to disagree with him. So Poschem and Atzad, in order to be Chai the person Misa, you have to have a Reiv of Shnaim, it's not enough a Reiv of Echad. Indeed, the Mamanis, you don't have all these, the Asor HaChilukim, Shebei Mamanis L'Nefashis, that are listed off in the Mishnah, Be'echad Dini Mamanis. So one difference is that Mamanis is a Din Torah of 3 Dayanim, and Nefashis is 23. But the other 9 differences are all in the Seder Hadiyun, based on Behitzi L'Hu'eda. So the Gemara says, not only Behitzi L'Hu'eda has, the Seder Hadiyun is different, the way they paskin and malamet chus and chosam malamet chayva malamet chayva chosam malamet chus and so on, but it's also different than the midrash haTorah and the Dresh Zvem. Whenever there's a pasuk, and there are two ways to interpret to darshan the pasuk. So even if usually, let's say, there's a shalom hilchas Shabbos, shalom hilchas Kashrus, and the chacham has a slight nitiyas hadas. He thinks that it's more mistapet to say lohakel. He doesn't have a rai machrachas, more mistaber. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if he's a chachma shegir lo ara, he could be mekel. You don't say it's a sofik derais hilchumim. He doesn't think it's a sofik. He has a slight nitiyas hadas. He can see this side, he can see that side. He thinks that the tzad lohokel is more mistaber. But indeed in the fashas, if he has a slight nitiyas hadas, that the fellow's chayim misa, that's not enough. You have to have stronger. And if you're darshan ipsukim, the Gemara says, yeah, you're going to darshan the pasuk, L'chayiv Misa, you have to have a strong conviction. You have to be very convinced that that's the pshat. A slight netiyas hadas is not enough because the Midrash HaTorah and the Dresh Zvem are different based on the Hitzi L'Hu'eda. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, if there are two ways to darshan a pasuk with respect to Avodah Zarah, L'chumra L'kula, so the Gemara says, you go L'chumra because Shakzena V'sayip T'Savena K'cherim Hu. That pasuk implies that the Midrash HaTorah and the Dresh Zvem are different when it comes to Avodah Zarah, just like it's different when it comes to Kochim, and it's different when it comes to Din and Nefashis. So too it should be, It should be different when it comes to Isuri Avodah Zarah. You have to go the Chumrah. Whenever you're not sure, you have to go the Chumrah. It's not a real Sofek. He has a slight Netiyas Hadas L'Hokel. The Chacham has a slight Netiyas Hadas L'Hokel, but that's not enough. By Avodah Zarah, you have to have a strong Netiyas Hadas. Slight Netiyas Hadas is not enough to be Mekel. Yeah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say the child, he's used to this church. His best home is a church. The kid never said the bracha as a young child. When he hears that there's a church, Avodah Zarah, we daven in the shul, the Avodah Zarah, they pray in the church. So then when the kid gets older and he starts saying brachas, he already knows this church. He always passes by this church every day, so he never says the bracha. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, what if he hasn't... Most of the people that live in the neighborhood see the church within 30 days. He didn't walk out. He was sick. He was bedridden the last 2 months. He was in bed. He didn't see the church. But everybody else in the city passes by the church all the time. So since all the other people in the city, roiva the people in the city, they see the church within 30 days, so even he doesn't say the bracha, even though he hasn't seen it for 30 days. So that's what they say. If you see the Kaisel HaMarav, you have to rip Kriya, the Gemara says. When you see the Beis HaMikdash B'chobon, you have to rip Kriya. Only if you haven't been there in 30 days. So they say, the Magen Avraham says, even though Kotn Shehigil HaChinuch, there's a machlokes in the Gaon, and whether there's a din of Chinuch and Avelus. If a child is before Bar Mitzvah and a relative died, is there a din of Chinuch? So we pass on Halacha, there's no Chinuch. There's no Chinuch and Avelus. The question, why not? But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The accepted opinion is not chinuch and avelus, but nonetheless there is chinuch and ripping kriya, because kriya luchud v'avelus luchud is a different deal. But ripping kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi and the Magen Avraham says there's no chinuch, because ripping kriya by the Makom HaMikdash B'chobon is a nihug of avelus. You don't say kriya luchud v'avelus luchud. That's when a relative died, you say kriya luchud v'avelus luchud. But by the Kosel HaMaravi and Yerushalayim B'chobonim, that's a new gavela. So a child before Bar Mitzvah doesn't have to rip Kriya. But the kid was brought up in Yerushalayim, so he always sees the Kosel HaMaravi. Or he didn't see it, but everybody else in Yerushalayim always passes by the Kosel HaMaravi within 30 days. So that's what they say, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Even if you personally, you live in Yerushalayim, even if you personally haven't been by the Kosel HaMaravi in the last 30 days, but most of the people have been. Most of the people have been by the Kosel, so no one rips Kriya. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The little kid, quotes Achran, the little kids who are brought up in Yerushalayim, before Bar Mitzvah, they don't have to rip Kriya on the Kosel because it's a nihug avelus. And after Bar Mitzvah, they're used to it. They just saw the Kosel within 30 days. And even if they didn't see it, everybody else saw it. So they borrow those ideas from this Raya Markulis, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of these details. So if one sees Avodah Zarah, Shenaka in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. Tosis writes on the Mishnah, I think, that Tosis also not accepted Lalacha. Tosis on the Mishnah writes, they only say it when they have succeeded in removing the Avodah Zarah from all of Eretz Yisrael. The little tesis on Nundal and Melab. Yishami Masni, Shami quotes a Braisik, Shinaka Vedazami, call Eretz Yisroel. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't, the Darke Moshe, the Ramo on the tour, quotes that tesis La Locha, and says we don't follow that opinion. We assume even if they took away the Vedazami, you still say the Bracha. And even if the church moved to a different location, like when I climb up the hill every day, on 184th Street, on the first street, I think it's called Wadsworth. So there used to be a big church there, so they moved to the public school, two blocks away. So it says in the Gemara, you say two brachas, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Mekom Hazeh, and in the new place where the church is now in the school, he said, Baruch Shenosen Derech HaPayim Lo'avir Ritzono. They say the two brachas, on the site where it used to be, said, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Mekom Hazeh, then you should offer a tefillah. The Gemara says, "Shem Shenakim and Makom Zed Kain Tak Kain Teyaker Mikol Makom Es Yisrael Hashiv Leivav Dehem Liav Decha." Shaila is whether Chutz Laaretz should also say that. So the Reb Shimon Alosin says, "Yeah, why not? Afu Chutz Laaretz should say like that." So Chlam Mekem Nei Shasidim this guy, all the goyim will convert in the future. Is that really what we're waiting for? Hologam should convert. They should just recognize. They don't have to convert. They should recognize that they are with the Zohar. It's baloney. I don't know if it necessarily means Asidim lehiz gayer. It means Asidim to recognize the truth in the future. That's the theme of Malchius. The day will come that all of mankind will recognize Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they won't be worshiping God, but it doesn't mean they're all going to convert to become Israel. It won't be Chayiv and Mitzvahs. Then the Gemara has Doros Rav Hamnunet. It sounds as if the Amora invented five new brachas. Then the Gemara has on the last line, Amar Avashi Ano, Ahod Rav Hamnunet Loshmi, I never heard of that. I am my own, I decided to say. What do you mean? Everybody wakes up one fine day and make up five new brachas. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that these brachas explicitly with Shem HaMalcha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. I don't understand that. The Gemara says, Mikam Le'al Chasa V'Sapa V'Shvach HaShem Mokam. You're not supposed to make up your own brachas. I don't know. So there was always over the generation, there was a Machlekes, Kadosh Shimcha Barabim, what do you say, Shem Hashem? Or you say Shasani Kirtzano. The women said about Shasani Kirtzano. It's a bracha that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Or Bracha Petranim Beyond Shalzeh. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, but not every. It appears in the Medrash Rabbah. So the Vilna Gaon says, so why is Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Rabbah, why is it Gorof in the Gemara? That's like a bracha in the Gemara. The Ramo says, the meaning is they say, because it doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's difficult. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. But the Bereishis Rabbah is the same age as the Gemara. It's also from the Amoraim. Maybe the other Medrash Rabbahs were written in the days of the Rishonim, but Bereishis Rabbah is from the days of the Gemara. So that's a question. Those are questions, the brachas that are later. But the brachas in the Gemara, we assume, are binding. So that's a question. But these people are not Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Rav Ashi and Rav Hamnunet. Had they invented their own brachas? I don't know. Someone must have an essay about this. So the Gemara says all the various brachas, all the five brachas that you say. Then the Gemara has another bracha. Amar Rav Hamnunet. Another chiddush. You say, if you see Uchlis, say you saw, say Shishem Ribo b'Makom Echad. Wow, Shishem Ribo b'Makom Echad. He said, Baruch Chacham Harozim. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he knows what everybody's thinking. Rashi writes, Chacham HaRozim, Eder Masha Belev Kol Eilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and Ein Partzefeim Doimim Zelazeh, Vein Daitim Doimim Zelazeh. Everybody looks different, everybody thinks differently. Baruch Shalom knows the way everybody's thinking. So he says, such a Baruch Hu, Chacham HaRozim. The Gemara has a strange story on Nun Ches on the base. The Gemara tells a story. Rapapa Rabuna Berei de Rabbi Yeshua. Here it says on the Torah Or, it says Tehillim Lamed Aleph on the line before. So the line below Tehillim Lamed Aleph in the middle of Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a strange story. Rapapa Rabuna Berei de Rabbi Yeshua. We're going on the road. Pogabei Rab Chanina Berei de Rabbi Yikl. A nice rabbi. So they said, "Ooh, we saw you from a distance, and we said two brachas." Bahad de Chazinach. When we saw you from a distance, Berichin and Aloch Tarte, we said two brachas. Baruch Shecholak Mechachmasa Liyareyach. We see a Tamachacham, a Jewish Tamachacham, you say Baruch Shecholak Mechachmasa Liyareyach, and you say Shachyana because they hadn't seen him in 30 days. If you have a dear friend they haven't seen in 30 days, say Shachyana. If you haven't seen him in a year, then you say Baruch Mechaya Mason, unless you corresponded with him, but people gave you regards, and you spoke on a telephone, you know that he's still alive. Then you don't say Mechaya Mason. What if you corresponded with him? Do you say Shachyonu or not? That's it. Mechaya Mason, you only say if you haven't been in touch at all and you didn't hear from him. So maybe he's not alive. So after a year, you hear he's still alive, then you say Mechaya Mason. But Shachyonu, that's a Machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah quote, that's a Machlekes. But you are excited to see him after 30 days. I know he's alive. That's a Machlekes, but you say Shachyonu. So they said, we said two brachas. Amalahu, he says, oh, I said three brachas. I said the two brachas that you said, and in addition to that, he said also, Baruch HaCham HaRozim. Why? Because he considers them, what does he say? Anana mikim in the chazizin chu, chash v'tin chu, ilavoy, tishit nirivivam beis yisoh, I consider, I respect you so much, I consider you like Shishim Ribo. So he said the Baruch, Baruch HaShachar Maharaz. So they got angry at him, so he said, you're too much of a wise guy. And he dropped it. They cursed him and he dropped it. So what Avera, what was so big Avera over here? What was the wise guy shtick? It's a strange Gemara. He said, Baruch HaMarele, Hakim is Kuli Hai, he is too smart, Yabu Be'enayu, Vishochiv. The Gemara has like that, Kamok Mishnos Na Chacham Manim. If the Chacham got angry at someone, so the guy can die, or he can get sick, or something like that. So they got angry at him, why he said the Brahmin? He said, Baruch HaMarele. So he deserves to die because he said, Baruch HaMarele. I don't know.
We're making fun of him.
Maybe they thought he was making fun of them. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay, here's Mevazeh Talmid HaChamish. That could be the pshat. So there is such a bracha. A Rav Uchla say Yisrael. You say Baruch HaCham Arasim, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows what everybody's thinking. Everybody's different. And he knows to read everyone's minds. In daitem dem zelazem, vein parts of him dem zelazem. Gemara tells the story of Ben Zayma on the first very wide line. Ben Zayma was a Tana. Ro uchlas al gabi maila baharabais. He saw shishim ribo, and he recited the brach brach chama rozim, and then he added another blessing. Baruch shabaruch kol elu l'shamshen. Blessed be Hakadosh Baruch Hu that he made life so easy in this world. I need food and I need clothing, so I go to the store and I buy clothing. If I would have to make it myself, wow, I would have to shear off the wool. He tells you the whole description. He would have to do gozes and melabein and menapets and toiven and oireg, and then I would have a beggar. If I want to eat bread, I would have to do, there are 11 melochas sidur de pas. The Gemara says there are 39 melochas on Shabbos, the first 11 are called Sidur de Pas, as a special status halpidin. That's starting from Chorbi Zareh, Koitzer, Ma'amah, Dosh, Zareh, the first 11 through Ofer, is Sidur de Pas. I go to the store and I buy the bread ready-made. I don't have to lift a finger. So he said, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebor Kaleilu L'Sham Sheni. He created so many people in the world. So these people make shoes and these people make clothing. And they make underwear and they take care of food and they milk the cows. Everything is taken care of. I don't have to do everything on my own. Adam Rishon didn't have anybody else. He had to do everything on his own. So he says, Kamigias Yoga Adam Rishon at Shemotza Pas. And then he says, Kamigias Yoga Adam Rishon Shemotza Beged Lil, but she had to do everything on his own. And I have everything all ready for me. Then Ben Zayma has a comment. Hu Hayoimer is to say a difference between Arech Tov and Arech Ra. A few lines later. The line begins with the two words Arech Tov. So he says, Ben Zayma says, Arech Tov Mahu Ema. What does he say? Look how kind the balabas was. Kamatirchas Tarach Balabais Bishvili. Look, he cooked extra meat for me, and he brought extra wine for me, and he brought extra chalas all for me. Kol Masha Tarach La Tarach Ela Bishvili. That's what the Arech Tov says. The Arech Ra says, what do you mean? He has four children, so another person does make it. He didn't make extra food. He didn't make extra challah. Arech ra mahuem matarech torach balabais. He didn't do anything. Pasach asachalti. I ate one slice of bread. He had a big challah anyway. He's going to throw out the leftover challah anyway after Shabbos is over. Chatichach asachalti. I only had one piece of flesh. Kosech shasisi. Call it Tarech, Shetarech Balabai, Zeh, Tarech Adab Bishvili Ishtabon, if he prepared for his family anyway. So the Gemara quotes two psukim from Eiv. Al Arech Tov, Mahu Eimer, the Arech Tov, the Pasuk is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Eiv. Zechor, remember all the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Sazgi, Sagi means a lot. The Rebbeinu Shalom did so many wonderful things for mankind. Ki Sazgi Po'oloi, remember all the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and you should say over the Ribuy of the Toivis, Asher Shoru Anoshim, that people sing Shira. People sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He does so many Toivis for them. So the Arech Tov, just like we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created a beautiful world for us, so the Arech Tov praises the Balabais the way we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arech Ra is a different pasuk in the next chapter in Eov, when it says, "Lachen Yireyuhu anoshim, people fear the Rabbanu Shel Olam, because the Rabbanu Shel Olam can punish. And then the Goymer, the Pasuk continues to say, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't hold in high respect these big wise guys who think so highly of themselves. So it's the Ariach Ra. He doesn't think, he's a wise guy. He thinks the Balabas didn't do anything. He doesn't owe a debt of gratitude to the Balabas at all. So that's not right. The Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't think that's the Goymer in the Pasuk in him. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't think highly of all of these Kanakas who think very highly of themselves. Then the Gemara was talking about Shishim Ribo, so they happened to mention the Pasuk says that Goliath attacked who was Mecharef Marchas Elokei Yisrael, who was making fun of Elokei Yisrael, and he said, he was a giant, who among you is prepared to fight with me? So David was a teenager, so David said he's going to fight. And David killed Goliath. So the Pasuk says, David ben Yishai. And the Pasuk says his father was an old man, Vahuish. Yishai was an old man, Mimei Shaul. Shaul was the king at that time. Zokain bo banoshim. Yishai, the father of David, was an old man. And bo banoshim, what does it mean, bo banoshim? He was a ranam chashim liyod. Whenever he went, whenever he spoke, there was always a big crowd of people. Bo banoshim. Always with anoshim chashuvim. Somebody said Zay Yishai Abi David. That's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. Zay Yishai, that's Beferish. That is talking about Yishai. That you don't need a tradition. But on the next phrase he says, Shiotza Buchlusa Mnichlus Buchlusa Bedorish Buchlusa, that's what he's interpreting. The first half, Uish be may show Zokin Baba Zokin, goes on Yishai. That's the Pashtas. But then the phrase Baba Noshim, what does that mean? So Rava has a somebody, Rava, Raboshi, or somebody, Rabzit, someone interprets, whenever he would go places, he would go Buchlusa, and he would be Nichlusa, or Vidorish Buchlusa. He's always surrounded with a big, I don't know if it means Shishim Ribo people, but they mentioned Uchlusa, so they use the same expression here, Uchlusa. Whenever he would go, he would have a big crowd of scholars listening to what he had to say. He was an intelligent scholar. I don't know, why is any close above the bubble? Why? Because you just don't have Shishim Ribo people. I don't know what that means. What if you do have Shishim Ribo?
Rambam says you only make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael, based on this.
So it's a din. Maybe it's like the Gemara in Tainus at the end of the first parak. The Gemara says you only save his Saint Talamot or if the Tzibu needs rain. If Yochid needs rain, I need rain. Because I just did something in my farm, and I personally need rain, but the rest of the area doesn't need rain. So you should say B'Sein Talamot and Shema Kaleinu. That's not right to say in Baruch Aleinu. You only say in Baruch Aleinu if the Tzibur needs. So then the Gemara says, what about Ir Gedola K'Ninveh? You have tens of thousands of Jews living in the city Ninveh. The Gemara says, no, it's all K'Yichidim Dama. All the Jews who live in Chutz L'Aretz are K'Yichidim. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered a Tzibur. Everybody's Yechidim. So maybe that's what it means. The Shishim Riba are only mitzarf together if it's in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Otherwise, what does it mean? Einuchas, because of Metzias, there's no Shishim Riba. So what's the Chiddush? It means no, it's a din. Then Chutz Lords, you don't say the bracha, only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lords. Okay. Then the Gemara says, I need Shishim Riba. Then the Gemara has Tanu Rabbanan Abraha. Reich Chachma Yisrael, if you see a Tanu Chacham, not if you see Einstein is a genius in physics. It would appear from the Gemara that there's no bracha when you see Einstein. If you see a Goyish scholar in physics, you do say a bracha. If you see a Goyish theologian, that's not called a scholar. It means a Goyish, said in Shulchan Aruch, a Goyish scholar was a scholar in the Chochmas, in physics, and chemistry, and biology, but not a scholar in religion. That doesn't count. And if you have a Jewish scholar in physics, it would appear from the Gemara that you don't say a bracha. That's why Rav Hutna has a whole drush about that. Why it would appear from the Gemara that there's never a Mesakan Ebrocha for a Jewish scholar in the sciences, only if he's a Tamachach. That's what it sounds like. Harei Chachmi Yisrael, say Baruch Shecholak Mechachmas Elirev. Chachmi Yovdi Kochavim, not that he's a Chachm in Avodah Zarah, he's a Chachm in the physics or chemistry. We say Baruch Shenasa Mechachmas Elibasav Adam. We don't say the Bir Yosef, we say Libasav Adam. Hakam Ba Yisrael say Cholak and then you say Nosan. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim said, because Kichelak Hashem Ami Yankev Cherev Al Nachal Osai, we are like we are chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say shecholak mechamasa, as if we are bonim lamokim, as if we're kroivim. And by the Yom HaSoyim we say shenosa mechachmasa. It's not chelik, it's not lechalik. Rav Malchi Yisrael say Baruch shecholak mikvodo li yireyov. If the Melech Yisrael is a yirei shamayim, what if he's not a yirei shamayim? He probably say the Baruch HaBaruch. Do you say shecholak, the boss of Adam? If he's not a yirei shamayim, he say shecholak, or he say shenosan, I don't know. If you see Malchi Yom HaSoyim, he say Baruch shenosan mikvodo le boss of Adam. Yeah. My wife once saw the Queen of England. I didn't go when she went to the change of the guards. So I told her, I don't think you say a bracha because she doesn't have any, she has a lot of covet, but she doesn't have any power. So I didn't think she has the figurehead. So when she came back to America, she mentioned to Mrs. Gelling, who was brought up in England, that she didn't say the bracha because the queen is just a figurehead. So she was so offended. Yeah. I thought that's the din. You only say, if the melech has the power to pardon people from the death penalty or to give the death penalty. But it's not my figurehead. I thought that you don't say the queen of England. Does she have the power to pardon? I don't know. If you have the power to pardon, maybe, yeah. But if it's just mamash, a figurehead, so I don't think you say the bracha. Then Rabbi Yechanan says, Yoli mishtar l'adam, Loritz likras malchi Yisrael, because of the din of kavod abrius. There's a mitzvah of kavod abrius. Lo yitamo is a machlok of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitamo is reshus, and we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Lo yitamo is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To show kavod abrius. So there's a mitzvah to show kavod to the malachim. Yishtadlam loritz likras malchi Yisrael and likras malchi Yom Yisraelim also, and it's an added inyan to try to greet Malchi Yom HaSoylem, so that in Yiske Yavchin, if she should live so long till Melech HaMashiach will appear, you'll see Yavchin de Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yom HaSoylem. You see the major difference between Rashi writes, Yavchin Kama Yeser, Kovet of the Melech HaMashiach and the Kovet of the Yom HaSoylem Boilem HaZeh. The Kovet of Yom HaSoylem is Gevaldik. They just had its royal wedding, a lot of Kovet there, but the Kovet and Melech HaMashiach will even surpass that Kovet.
Watch the coronation of Queen Elizabeth with
her early
male
block. Mm.
Wow.
He held
it
with
an
Indian
to watch.
From this Gemara. To see what COVID is like. That's right. To see what COVID is like. The Gemara tells the story of Sheshes didn't have his eyesight. It was a Sagi Nohar. The Goyim say that there were two Amoraim who blinded themselves because they were Talmidim of Rav. And Rav observed Esemili the Chasidus of Rav. There's a Chuvus HaGoyim, a very short Chuvus HaGoyim, where they collected all the Esemili the Chasidus. So one of them was that he wouldn't walk to Avad Amos without tefillin, and with Kisui Harosh and so on. He wouldn't walk to Avad Amos, never spoke Sicha B'Teila Miyamav. And then one of the Mili the Chasidus, but he never looked Chutz L'Dalar Amosav. So the Talmidim, Rav Sheshes, and the other one, I forgot who was the other one. Rabbi Yosef. They both wanted to imitate all of the Midas Chassidus of Rav, and that one was too difficult, not to look Chutz L'Dal Ramos. So they blinded themselves in order to be able to observe that. That's a problem. How are you allowed to do that? So the Radzina Rebbe, the one who put out, the one who claimed that he found the Tchelis, published a separate little kuntris on the Esemili, the Chassidus of the Rav. He gives you all the Marmakaimis for this Chuvus Agoinim. And he talks about that. How were they allowed to be? The Rishonim ask. How were they allowed to blind themselves? The Ran in the first Perek in Kedushin, I think, quotes this when the Chuvus HaGoyim, that they blinded themselves. How are you allowed to do that? So a Tzeduki was there, and Apikoros was there, and he's making fun of Rav Sheshes and said, you're blind. The other people are going there in order to see the king. So he says, Chatzvi l'Nahara. You're bringing barrels to the river in order to fill the barrels up with water. Of a Kagni Laya, where are you bringing the broken barrels? You can't, in what direction are you going to bring the broken barrels? You can't fill them up with water. So what are you going to see the king? You can't see anything anyway, you're blind. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said, Tochazi, you come with me, the Dinah Tvei Minoch. I know better than you. I will appreciate it more. So Chaluk Gunda Kamai said, the first battalion of soldiers marched by in the parade. Kiko Apsha, when it was a lot of noise, Omalei Ahutzduki, so that Bakuri said, oh, the king is coming. Omalei Ahshesh is low-cost. He's not coming. The second Gunda Tinyona came and made a lot of noise, so that Bakuri says, oh, the Melech is coming. He says, no, Omalei Ahshesh is low-cost, the king is not. Chalab Tulisoi Kiko Shaska, it's quiet. So Ahshesh says, now the Melech is coming. So he says, where did he come up to say the Melech is coming? He says, because Malchusa the Ara, Skei Malchusa the Rekia, and the Rabbanu Shalom told Eliyahu HaNavi, I think, no, it's by Eliyahu HaNavi, I think, Sevi Amarata Bahar Lefnei Hashem. Bini Hashem Oiver, V'ruk Gadol V'chosek Mefarek Korim and Shabbos Loim. There was a tornado, there was some kind of a whirlwind or something, Lefnei Hashem. But lo Baruch Hashem, the Shechina wasn't coming with the Ruch. V'achar Ruch, there was a rash, terrible noise. Lo Baruch Hashem, the Shechina wasn't there. Achar Rash, Eish, lo Be'eish Hashem. Achar Eish. After the first three noises and spectacular things, it was called the Mamadaka, and that was when the Shechina was there. So that's what Rav Sheshe said. He sees that Malchusa Daris came, Malchusa Derekiah. The king comes when it's quiet. He doesn't have them blasting the trumpets and making noise when he comes. Kiyosa Malcolm, and the king passed by, so he said the bracha that he's supposed to Shecholok. So the Tzduki said, what's with this rabbi? He says, Abraham, he can't see, he's blind. He's blind and making fun of Rav Sheshe. What is he saying, Abraham? He can't even see the king. What's the end of the story with the Apikorus who was making fun of Rav Sheshe? The Gemara says there are two versions. What happened? One version was, his friends blinded him. He was punished. He was making fun of Rav Sheshe that he's a Saginor, so they blinded him. Ika the Amri, Rav Sheshe nasa neina bovin asa gal shalatzam, because he insulted Rav Sheshe's. So that's when the Gemara has in different places, when they thought, like, we had an Amid base. The men chachamim, when nasna beyeneim, yab the beyenayu, v'shochiv, he died. So that's the other version. When asa gal shalatzam. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So we'll let it tomorrow, we'll try to learn some more tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow is what time we learn, usually. Quarter to one. Normal. Okay? Something is a little bit normal.
Maybe. What about the din of a president? The president has the ability to pardon, but not to... You know.